Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Sambo Slim, and you are listening to episode 25.5 of the Sambo Slim podcast. I released episode 25 earlier today, featuring awesome music from Culo a Boca, a badass punk band from Santa Cruz, California. You can still go back and listen to that. This is episode 25.5, which is bonus content. This is the first chapter. It's 30 minutes, and it's part of a series I'll be releasing from a three-hour conversation I had with Uncle Fester from the Beatdown. So just be on the lookout for these little bonus episodes from time to time. Hope you enjoy.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big pack. I'm just pumped. I bought some shit from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green drapes and a leopard mink.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Sambo Slim. Of course, you're listening to the Sambo Slim podcast. I am at Sambo underscore Slim on Twitter. My website is the Sambo Slim podcast.com. I've said Sambo Slim like 9 million times already. You probably don't want to hear it again. One more thing. When you go to my website, click on the Amazon banner there, and it'll take you to Amazon's homepage. Do your shopping, and Amazon will kick a little money back to the show. That's how you can show your support. Usually, this is the part of the show where I tell you about the Beatdown and give you their Twitter handles and tell you that you can go to my site and click on the banner to listen to their shows. But I actually have one of the hosts on with me today, Uncle Fester from the Beatdowns.
What's happening, everybody?
And what's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is fucking stupid complicated, bro. It's Uncle Fester, but some fucking schlep had already taken that, so it's all spelled incorrectly. It's UNCLFESTR.
Okay, yeah, I can never. Y'all changed them, you and Brain. And I used to have them all memorized, and now every time I try to give out your Twitter handles on the show, I'm like, hold on.
Yeah,
I'm like searching for them.
It's a pain in the ass. Like, I don't understand why they don't let people just fucking duplicate screen names. I guess they're trying to keep everybody original, but pain in the fucking balls right there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And Brain's Beatdown Brain, right? I think. Something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And what the fuck? Okay. We might hear my phone buzzing in every once in a while because I have you running in through my telephone. So I guess we can get started on the show. I usually start off with a fucking story or something, but I can't think of anything. I'm overwhelmed right now because I've never had a phone guest.
So. Come on, Gus, tell me a fucking story, man. I want to hear a fucking Sambo Swimmy story.
Let's see. What kind of
story? From the original dirtbag piece of shit.
Yeah, we were... Fester, along with Lad, is one of the... found and who else? Joe. We were the founding members. Actually, you were on Asshole Island before I was. Lad brought me in after the fact. Yeah.
I think it was me, Lad, and Joe the first couple of times out. The team piece of shit and fucking Asshole Island.
Yeah.
See, it seems to be pretty popular nowadays though. You know?
It picked up. And we actually had for everyone out there, if you haven't heard about it before, this is probably like 2 or 3 years ago. We started an account, Twitter. Well, I didn't. I was a walk-on. You guys were the you guys were first round draft picks, and
yeah, we were the initial spot. You were the first year draft.
Right, and from that account, it was at Asshole Island, and from that account, we would tweet. The four of us all had access, and I hope. Oh no, Joe owns his own business. This won't get him fired. We would just tweet asshole tweets, calling people out on the internet, and it was pretty funny. Yeah, it picked up. Personally. Between me and my brother, we kind of had to slow down, and then we would tweet hashtag Asshole Island from our own accounts and all that. But the thing, and this is with everything, even with my podcast, and I'm sure on your podcast, because we like to call people out, and on Asshole Island, in a funny way, like in a funny way, we were calling people out. But then you get idiots who can't tell the difference between a funny way of calling somebody out or joking and just really just being a flat out like bigot or piece of shit asshole, you know, like an,
right.
not like a funny asshole. Like, I think that's what Asshole Island was, but you get actual assholes. Like if you read through the tweets on that Asshole Island, we never said, called anyone a nigger or anything like that, but you know, the inbox, I don't know, did you ever see this stuff, like the inbox would fill up and they'd be like you know,
cause oh yeah,
they want
bro.
Us to tweet asshole tweets
without a doubt.
Yeah,
like there are some people that take it completely the wrong way, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And they think it's like an open invitation then to just be the biggest fucking piece of shit on the planet.
Exactly.
And they go crazy, they go ballistic.
They took it
it's insanity.
They're like sending stuff in, bashing the impoverished, bashing black people. Like, there's nothing funny about that. That's not going to make anyone laugh. You know, they're like, "Hey, Asshole Island, can you tweet this for me? All niggers must die."
Right. It's like, dude, I think you seriously misunderstand what it is that we're trying to do at the moment.
Exactly. Fucking idiots. But the internet's. Even on the podcast, you know, like you'll get, you know, I'll get an email or a DM and some guy's got something he wants to get off his chest on the show, you know, because if you email me a rant in or something like that and it's funny or maybe you're just making a valid point, I'll read it on air. But then again, you get the hate speech and you get the, but there's nothing funny in there. You're just a hateful asshole, a bigot.
Right.
Know? Yeah, so. But I guess you got to deal with idiots all the time.
Well, I mean, yeah, dude, like, that's the, you know, that's the downside, too, is for every one person that you can actually make laugh, you're going to get one asshole that you piss off. You know what I mean? Like, that's, to me, that's one of the things that you just have to kind of accept, like, if you're going to attempt to try to make people laugh at all.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, you have to, it's not like, I, you know, forget about podcasts and the shit that we're like, but like, if you look at like stand-up comedians or guys that, you know, like actually embrace trying to be funny and like get out there and fucking and do this shit for like a living, then they get annihilated by fans, you know what I mean? Like, people just fucking shit on them at every turn.
Right.
And you know, for every one of those people, there's somebody sitting in a seat that's hysterically laughing at what the guy's saying, so... You know, like, if that's what you want to do, you just kind of deal with it, you know? At the same time, though, too, like, it falls on the other people to kind of, you know, like, again, like, I don't understand how people don't realize that, like, it's all in good fun sometimes, you know? Like, that fucking really baffles me.
They're those people, they can't take a joke. They take it literally. And there are also the ones who are on board the whole time when you're calling out everyone else, when you're saying a bunch of shit that pertains to everyone else, they're like, and retweeting you and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all on board. And then the second you say something that has to do with them, now they're pissed. Now you're the biggest piece of shit ever. And, but you were on board the whole time when I was talking about everyone else.
Right, and then they'll go back and actually throw that, like, back in your face. They'll be like, oh, you were such a piece of shit to so-and-so and so-and-so, and, yeah. And then, you know, now because you've offended them, that's how they, in turn, start to see the things that you said previously. But they would have, like, retweeted it and favorited it and been like, oh, you're the funniest fucking guy on here, you're fucking hysterical. And then you say something that hits just a little bit close to home, and they're like, you know, yeah. Fucking drop that. I hope you die, you faggot.
Yeah, exactly. Turn your location on.
I haven't quit the internet yet, because it's just absolutely fucking hysterical to me.
Yeah, it's a shit show. Like, I can't get off of it either. But my brother actually closed his Twitter, because he just got...
I know.
He just couldn't handle
it. Fucking sad to see him go.
He couldn't handle, like, the piece of shitness, the piece of shit levels on there. They're off the charts. They are off the charts,
dude,
but...
It's not even, like... Legitimately, like, there are people that I know that, you know, outside of Twitter that, like, have Twitter, and that's, you know, they're like, dude, I don't, like, everybody is such a fucking piece of shit on there, and I'm like, yeah, like, yo, that's, again, like, I find humor in that for some reason, like, maybe I'm fucked up, but I don't know, but, you know, that's why I haven't quit it yet, like, it doesn't really seem like anything aside from that, you know what I mean? Obviously, like, you know, and Twitter is always going to be good for shit that happens right away. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You could hear who was winning the Oscars as they were happening, because people that were sitting inside the Oscars were tweeting about it. You
right.
know what I mean? So, like, that aspect of Twitter is always going to be valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But like, outside of that, people are using it like fucking, like, Craigslist and like Jay did, like just direct messaging people fucking pussy pictures and setting up like fucking crazy rendezvous and fuck parties and shit. It's just fucking gross, but it's completely fucked up. And that's why it's always funny to me that like people like you and me that try to have a fucking laugh are the ones that catch all the heat. Like we're the big scumbags in the equation.
Yeah. Yeah, we get threatened pretty regularly.
Like, absolutely, yeah, dude. Dude, like, you know, especially, like, now, I don't know, like I said, like, Twitter has changed a lot since when I first got on there, but, like, I people threatened to fight me probably, like, once a week when I first started Twitter.
Yeah. Same here. Yep.
And, you know, I had one kid that was going to drive down from Connecticut to fight me. There was another kid that said, like, if I was ever in California. Dude, this I love, too. Like, you say something, right, and you piss somebody off, and then they tell you to fly to them for a fight.
Yeah, they challenge like, you to a fight, but you got to fly to them.
Right. Like, I've never understood that when people say that shit. Like, if you know what I mean? Like, if you wanted to fight me, like, you can fly your ass to me.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't want to. You're the one that's saying that you want to beat me up because of something that I said on the internet as a joke, but we'll skip that whole part. You want to fight me. But you want me to fucking spend, what, $400 to fly to California?
Yeah.
For what would theoretically be just to get my ass kicked? Like, that's a dumb fucking deal for anybody.
And how does that even work, man? Like, okay, it all started with a general tweet, right, that you put out there. You just, I don't know, the guy who's the guy who plays Batman?
Christian Bale.
Yeah, Christian Bale's an asshole. I just tweet that.
Uh-huh.
And then some guy who probably doesn't even follow me. I didn't at anybody in there. I just tweeted an opinion. Let's say that's not even a joke. I just say Kristen Bell's an asshole. Now this guy wants to fight me, right? And he wants me to go to San Jose, California, to fly down to San Jose, California and fight him. And let's say I'm paying to fly, right? I'm gonna book a ticket. I'm gonna fly down, and then what happens? Is he paying for like my room when I get there? Is he gonna be holding a sign, you know, Sambo Slim,
right, like,
you know, at the airport?
Dude wants you to take a vacation basically, and he's gonna kick your ass while you're there.
Are we gonna hang out afterwards, or you know, or what happens?
So do you at least buy me a beer and like pay for my hospital stay and shit?
Exactly. Yeah. Does he set that up? You know, yeah, is he going to drive me to the hospital? Should I have medical personnel on standby? It's complicated. You know,
right. Like, how do I got to get there, and then I got to get off the plane. I got to take a taxi to, like, your neighborhood, and then what? Like, I got to tweet you and wait for you to tell me where to go and await further instructions, like fucking Midnight Madness type of shit?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
That's how we're going to fight?
It's really, I don't think they think it all through, you know? Are you going
to... No.
I've never been to your city. Can you at least... Okay, I will fight you. I'll fly down there. I'll pay for the flight. I'll fight you. Can you at least give me a tour, you know, before or after the fight? I do want to go sightseeing.
How about, like, before you kick my ass, can you at least take me sightseeing, like, while I'm in town, since I've never been there before?
Yeah.
Do I at least get something else out of the deal?
That would be great. I'm going to ask that next time.
Because, like, bro, that's the other misconception that I find, like, when you're, like, you know, and this I never understood either, like, you know. If you make it known that, like, you're a parody, right? Like, you're a fucking... Which, again, like, I don't consider myself to be a parody, because that just means you are a fucking joke. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
To me, like, there are certain MMA people, and outside of MMA, too, you know, like, other just the team, like, parody accounts that, like, it's okay when they say shit, because they're a parody. You know what I mean? But when it comes from a person... Everybody wants you to fucking roast on a stick. Like, I don't understand that either.
I don't either. No, I know what you're talking about. They don't get threatened or anything. No, nobody calls them out. Yeah, but because you don't have, you know, I don't have like roasted or parody or whatever, a comedian in my bio. Like, I'm just being a piece of shit for tweeting something funny or tweeting my opinion. Yeah. And
then somebody wants you to fly into their town so that they can kick your ass because you're not a parody.
Exactly. But it's okay for the parody account. They can say whatever. They have a free pass to say whatever
they want. Right, right. But, yeah. And then again, like I said, like, you know, because you're not a parody account and like you're a person, like I get this all the time, like the misconception that like I've never had my ass kicked.
Yeah.
You know, like people are like, oh, you wouldn't talk that way if you ever had your ass kicked. And I'm like, well, you know, I hate to break it to you, but I've had my ass kicked quite a few times. And like,
yeah,
there you go. You know, like I've seen people say that shit to you too. Like immediately because you are making fun of somebody, you know, like it's you're immediately a faggot that has never done anything but like cower in his basement someplace.
Yeah, and you know why? It's because they've never been in a fight. You know, like I noticed on the internet. I think if you're just some kid who's never been in a fight, probably still lives with his mom. You know, you assume your reality. That's your reality. So anybody else, and you know, a lot of these guys talk a lot of shit too. But and I guess. They're assuming that there's no way you could have accomplished more, or a fight's not an accomplishment, but done something they haven't. They think, because I'm some pussy, you know, hiding behind a keyboard, everyone else is too. I think that has to do with a lot of it.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, that has a lot to do with the internet in general, is that, you know what I mean? Like, people are incapable of realizing that other people are capable of better.
Yeah.
So, like, when somebody said, you know, like, when... But that's the other thing, too. Like, bro, the internet's a fucking tricky, a tricky place. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, I know all facets of people. You know what I mean? Like, I've had a multiple variety of jobs in my life. Like, I used to do cars. So, like, I sold fucking cars to millionaires, to fucking athletes, to fucking, you know, rich people, poor people. Like, I know a lot of people. And, like, the rich people and the people that have really accomplished something, like, they don't ever go around and tell people that's what they've done.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, fucking Derek Jeter doesn't have to walk into a car dealership and be like, hey, I'm Derek Jeter. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, everybody fucking knows he's Derek Jeter because all of the things that he's done with himself speak for themselves.
Exactly.
You know, so you get a lot of that shit on the internet, too, where people are like, oh, I did this, and I did that, and I did this. And it's like, dude, all you're really doing is asking a bunch of fucking random people that you don't really know from a fucking hole in the wall to tell you that you did a good job, and then, like, somehow you're going to actually take that as somebody telling you that you did a good job. Like, it's fucking retarded.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing with fucking selfies. Like, yo, I get it. I get it. You want to take a picture of yourself, right? Okay, it's fucking cool. You're fucking so original. You took a picture of yourself. But, like, at the end of the day, like, these chicks get all fucking made up, and they take a selfie, and then they put it right in front of your face.
Yeah.
And they're like, it would be like taking a picture of themselves, like an 8x10, right? And like a moderately hot chick walks up to you in a fucking mall and puts it right in front of your face and says, "Hey, am I hot?" And you say, "Yeah, you're kind of hot." And then she's like, "Yeah, I'm fucking hot." You know what I mean? Like, as opposed to when you're really that good looking and you walk outside, every fucking guy turns his head and is like, "Jesus Christ, look at this woman."
Yeah.
You're not on Instagram putting pictures of yourself up. You just fucking walk outside and you get like a real genuine, you know what I mean? Like, you're just asking these people to fucking brush your dick, and then they're brushing your dick and you're like, "Oh, look at me. I got my dick brushed. I'm so fucking suave." Like, yeah. I don't know. The whole concept of it makes no fucking sense to me.
It's sick. And then the assholes who follow
brush
them.
Brush my fucking dick for me.
Yeah. There you go. Zip.
Brush my dick hair and then tell me that it looks fucking pretty. And then yeah. They do it. And they're like, "Oh, see, this chick told me I have pretty dick hair. She knows what's up."
Yeah,
fucking
exactly.
Look at me. I'm a fucking pimp on the internet.
Filtered dick hair. That's not even what it really looks like.
Oh, they need a fucking dick hair filter on Instagram immediately.
They do.
Just adds like psoriasis to it. Fucking gross dick hair filter.
Split ends. And then the bottom feeders who follow them, like a lot of these people that post like millions of selfies, and guys do it too, post a lot of selfies, but there are a whole bunch of chicks who post selfies, cleavage, sitting on the sink, showing their ass in the mirror, and which I'm fine with.
Oh, but, yeah, dude. But, they're fucking everywhere.
Yeah, and then some of them have hundreds of thousands of male followers and thousands of comments on their pics.
Because it's a giant pyramid. You know what I mean? Like, the guys are guys that they probably got married when they were like fucking 18 years old, right?
Yeah.
Married their fucking high school girlfriend or whatever, thought they were fucking living the American dream. Now their fucking wife is a gigantic fucking pig, and she sits on the couch and fucking just eats chocolate and just gets fatter by, like, you could watch her get fatter by the second, right?
Right.
So this guy's like, "Oh, well, I'm still a moderately good-looking guy. I have most of my hair. My fucking dick kind of works. I'm going to take a bunch of pictures of myself and put them up on Instagram. Then I'm going to find some chick that's putting up pictures of herself on Instagram, and because I tell her she's hot, she is in turn going to tell me that I'm hot, and then my little dick will work a little bit better because I feel like there's a fucking woman out there that's better looking than my slobby fucking Jabba the Hutt wife who wants to tickle my fucking tickle." You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's a fucking pyramid. It's disgusting. And then, like, from that guy, there's a fucking slobby, disgusting woman that's probably, equal to or not even as good looking as this guy's wife that is looking at his pictures and saying, "Wow, guy, you're fucking so hot," because her husband is the opposite extreme. He's just a big fat shit that hasn't done anything with himself in fucking 12, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Was a star of the fucking football team or did something big in high school, and ever since he's been a fucking dump truck driver or whatever fucking shit goes on. And then now that chick feels like, the semi-hot fucking goofy retired fucking ex-football player wants to stick it in her fucking cooter, so she gets all hot. And meanwhile, like, if the guy and the girl, like, bro, I swear to Christ, if you could, like, look x-ray vision into people's houses, like, I bet there's fucking guys that are on their phones that are talking to fucking women that are just as good-looking as their wife but aren't their wife. You know what I mean? And then
right.
The wife is doing the same thing, and they're all in fucking different rooms, and, like, that's what's going on in America right now.
Yeah.
That's real life. You know what I mean? These people get on the internet, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, fucking, this chick thinks I'm hot." Well, guy, like I just said, like, you're putting pictures of yourself up on a social networking site. Obviously, you're begging somebody to tell you that you look good, and then when somebody does, you're like, "Oh, see, she thinks I look good." Like, you're a fucking retard.
Yeah.
You might as well fucking, you know what I mean? Like, that's like taking your fucking dick out of your pants in front of somebody and being like, "Hey, do you see this dick?" And then they say, "Yes, I see your dick." And the guy's like, "Oh, she wants the dick." Like, that's all they're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're only fucking lying to themselves, like, left and right. That's like, bro, you see these people, and, like, I don't know about you, but, like, these are the people that, like, unfollow me. Because I'll say something about how fucking people are slimy and being pieces of shit, and then I'll be unfollowed by, like, 30 people. That's why I love this whole fucking subtweet concept, too, when people are like, "Oh, this guy's subtweeting me, and this guy..." Like, dude, every fucking single solitary tweet that is not a direct fucking at to somebody is a subtweet to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you see an asshole run a red light, and, like, you don't chase the asshole down and fucking swerve him off the road and pull him out of the car and then say, hey, guy, you're a fucking asshole. Like, you tweet, oh, you know, I wish it was okay to fucking smash into people when they blow red lights or something stupid. And, like, so you just subtweeted that guy, and instead of being a fucking real, you know, quote-unquote, a real man on the fucking internet, you should have ran him down and told him in person. But you didn't. Like, you fucking subtweeted an entire fucking planet full of people that have run red lights.
Yeah,
and then you get one asshole that ran a red light like yesterday, and he's like, oh, this guy's subtweeting me. Oh,
look at your ass. I'm gonna fucking internet you, bro. I'm gonna fucking internet you. Fucking idiots.
It's fucking ridiculous, bro.
I like the why don't you, like, so you tweet an observation, and then, why don't you at me, motherfucker? Why don't you be a man and at you? So I tweeted. I mean, let's be honest. Tweeting's not manly, all right, at all, whether you're adding somebody or not. But somehow it makes me more of a man if I wasn't talking about you in the first place, but you this person is assuming I'm talking about him. But I'm more of a man if I add your name in the tweet when I say what I'm saying. Like that.
Right, but now, like, did you ever notice, too, that, like, when people say that, they never at anybody?
No, they don't. You know what I mean? Just, like, a general tweet. Yeah.
Right. Like if I saw you tweet something that I thought was about me, and, like, I go, why don't you at me? And, like, I don't put Sambo Slim in there. I'm just this fucking bad.
Exactly.
Like, you're just subtweeting a subtweeter.
Yeah, they're calling themselves a pussy, too, because they're, like, these pussies don't have the balls to at me.
You just subtweeted a subtweet.
Exactly.
Like, fucking, that's got to be worse than just subtweeting, right?
Yeah, definitely. because in my original tweet, I didn't call you a pussy for not adding me. You know, I just tweeted something. But basically, this person's now calling themselves a pussy because they're saying, at me, you pussy. But you're not adding anybody. So by your own logic.
That's what I've always said, too. Like, that's why I love so-called subtweets, because you can always tell who they apply to by the way people react to them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you say, hey, you know, if you're out here sending dick pictures to a fucking big titty blonde chick, you're a piece of shit. And then, like, you see five people unfollow you, you're like, oh, okay, I guess you guys were sending fucking dick pictures to a big titty blonde chick. Like, people think they're so fucking smooth. And it's, you know, then they get all bent out of shape, and it's like, oh, okay, so I guess that subtweet applies to you. Now I know to at you the next time I decide to fucking make fun of whatever that was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've lost, like, 400 and something followers in the last, I don't know, maybe 2 months. And you know, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, man, I've perfected losing followers. I swear I've lost more than I've kept. Like, I think if I never lost a follower, I'd probably be around, like, fucking 12,000.
Yeah, I went on a good stretch where I wasn't losing any, but just recently, the last couple of months, and you know, the weird thing is, I've been, like, making a conscious effort not to be, like, so much of a judgmental asshole, and now I'm losing followers. I really don't understand that. I guess...
The people that fucking want, you know what I mean? The people that want you to be a judgmental asshole. And
yeah.
They're like, oh, man, this guy's not being as... Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, you can never keep everybody happy. It's impossible.
Yeah. No, you can't.
You know? That's why I lose so many followers, because I just get it right out of the way. It's like you were saying before, like, sooner or later, I'm going to say something about somebody that you fucking really, really like, or, you know, and you're going to get mad, and then... You know, like, I've had people that, like, you know, again, like, I very rarely consider internet people to be, like, friends, but, like, I've had people that, like, I've known quite a bit about their lives and, you know, like, as close to a friend as you can have without actually, you know, like, ever occupying the same space or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, you say something about something that, like, you know, again, like, it kind of applies to them or, you know, it's somebody that they care about and like, they get ferociously fucking, like, angry.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't even deal with that shit. Like, I'm just like, oh, okay, you know, like, it's been nice talking to you. Like, fucking enjoy your life or whatever. Like, I can't fucking deal with that shit.
Yeah,
but people get so fucking angry and bent out of shape. It's ridiculous.
How did they get that? Well, I know probably because they don't have a fucking life. But can you? I'll rephrase it. Can you imagine being so big of a fucking loser that something on the internet could make you that angry?
Right, like, dude, Brian says this shit to me all the time too. Like, when we're, you know, and he's like, you know, like, you got to look at it from like, and like, it's hard for me to look at it from like a dick, because like I don't think I've ever been offended, you know, like in my life.
Yeah.
Like, there are very few things that like I would not, you know, like tolerate. Like, obviously, if I seen somebody like beating the shit out of a kid or a woman like that, it's not going to offend me, but I'm not going to let it fucking continue either. But, like, people do fucked up shit. Like, I've accepted that a long time ago. So when people do something that is offensive, like, that's on them. That has nothing to do with me.
Right.
You know? So, like, when these people get fucking so offended, and, like, you're not even, like, talking to them. You know, like, there's something fucking really radically wrong with that shit. Like, that somebody else's life is that important to you that you're going to let it make you fucking crazy like that.
Oh, especially, especially when you make a remark about a celebrity and how angry people can get. How are you that close? How do you feel that connected to somebody you've never met before? Who doesn't
right.
even know you exist? And the thing that really fucks me up when I think about it is I'm actually a real person that I'm not untouchable. You can contact me. I'll have a conversation with you. You know, I'll help you out if you need help with something. Like, I'm a nice guy. If somebody gets to know me, I will actually, and I make a connection with them, I'll actually help them out with shit, you know? But you're going to so basically I'm a real person some random person on the internet actually has a realistic chance of making friends with, but you're gonna take a celebrity side who you'd never have a chance in hell of making a connection with. You're gonna call me an asshole because I think they suck at acting. You know,
right.
and you're gonna threaten me, and you're gonna insult me, and you're gonna, and by the way, like, the insults, they're not really insults because they're not true. You know, like, that's the other thing about the internet I don't get is, like, I don't live with my mom. You know, I'm not a virgin.
Track.